right.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the not so elusive Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Kuntz. This is On a Hummel. This is episode 582, about 10 days early.
Does I don't know if it's right? 10 days early. I was thinking it was like 5 days early.
Oh, 5 days early. Yeah, you're right. Because it would go, it would default to Sunday if you're not subscribed.
Right.
Then join us on the live stream. So special Friday night edition, happy hour. Anna's going to be busy next week doing big girl things, hosting shows in major cities across the country, including Philadelphia next week. And when is the Dallas gig?
September 1st.
Okay. Got a while
from 10 to noon.
Yeah.
You know, I got a feeling in my bones that this is going to get, you know, ripped out from underneath me. I hope it's not, but
don't put it out in the ether.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It will. It's going to be great.
Either way, good time. Yeah. I would like to share that the greatest thing happened to me today. The greatest thing that can happen to someone who is of my age. I'm the ripe old age of 38, which is insane to me. And I'm sure there's people listening. Well, one, they might be older than me. I know you're older than me. So it's always annoying when someone younger than you talks about how old they are. But just if you're any age past 18, maybe, you go, I can't believe I'm this age. Like, even when I was 19, I was like, I can't believe I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
And when I was 25, I'm like, I can't believe I'm a quarter century.
Yeah.
And then I turned 30. I'm like, 30, and now I'm almost 40. So it's like, it just never ends, I guess, right?
Oh, it does. It does end.
Oh,
eventually.
When you die.
Hopefully not for, a while, but definitely, thankfully, does end.
But the greatest thing that happened to someone, that can happen to someone between the ages, I'm going to say between the ages of 34 and maybe retirement age. Because I think after that, I feel like you get it. There's a U-turn. But is when you have made plans that you really didn't want to make, but you felt pressured into, and then they get canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what heroin feels like.
That's a classic. So what happened? Whose plans did you, what fell through?
So what happened was, we have an awesome little gang at work, okay? At my place of employment, my team, there's only 7 of us, they're awesome, okay? And we realized, like, what a good thing we got going on. So we're like, we should all hang out together outside of work. How much fun would that be? And I was like, yeah, how about on a weekend? A weekend. And everyone's like, how about a weekday? I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to do that. But whatever, kind of went along with it, and a date got thrown around, and then that date was today. They're like, let's go bowling. And I was like, right, but the problem is that we all get off at different times. I get off at 5. The latest person gets off at 8 p.m., so it would be after that. But I wanted to be a team player, and I said yes.
Yeah.
To a Friday night bowling at like 8:30 in a packed bowling alley somewhere in Pinellas County. I was not excited.
Oh, it's going to be packed. It's on a Friday night.
That's what Chris said. I was like,
it's like cosmic astro bowling with black lights and loud music. Yeah.
Which I had not taken into account. I'm like, packed. Why would, people do stuff on Friday nights?
That's right. Some do. Not me.
So I go into work today and I'm dreading the day. I mean, not dreading the day, but dreading like the evening, because it's like I got to do work, come back home, do this, which I love. And then like maybe smash a protein shake and then go back out? Ew. So thank God the girl who organized it, she comes in. She's not feeling too hot. And I hate like being thankful for someone else feeling ill, but that was a blessing. And yeah. When the girl who organized it came in, she wasn't feeling too good. Her sinuses were acting up. I just didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. We were literally talking about this yesterday about doing the bowling night. And she comes in today. She's like, yeah, after work, I'm going to take a shower and go to bed. And I was like, yeah, you are. And so am I.
No pushback.
No one said anything. And I just left and said, have a great weekend.
Yeah, nobody wanted to go. Yeah,
so amazing. Good. You know, so incredible.
I'm getting to the point where I'm doing that with my own plants. I'm bailing on my own plants.
I totally understand. It sounds like a good idea when you make the plan.
But then you have to do it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, no. I want to do like, you know, I'm getting married in a few months and I kind of wanted to do like a bachelor party trip or something. So I'm thinking about, okay, let's get all the boys, you know, I want to do the Bourbon Trail. It's something I've wanted to do for a few years now.
You wanted to do that for your 40th. That was thrown
out. Yeah, that's, and I was like, well, maybe I'll save it. I bailed. And then I said, well, maybe I'll save it for the bachelor party, you know. And then I'm like, oh my God, the logistics of this. I got to buy plane tickets and like book a place to stay and then pay the money to do that. This just doesn't sound ideal.
And you said trail, so it's not like one destination.
Yeah.
It sounds like a scavenger hunt.
Oh yeah.
Bourbon.
Well, they have tons of distilleries there in that region. So
okay.
I was thinking, it's not like a literal trail where you go down. Yeah. It's just got a bunch of different distilleries along that river there. But God, just thinking about the logistics of that, getting the boys, you know, the boys are down. I just gotta let them know what dates and they'll figure it out for themselves. But I'm like, man, you got to go with a group, and you're going to be better suited to get into, because you got to like reserve spots to take tours and do the tastings and all that. Like you just can't walk in and do these things. So that's another thing I'd have to do, find out how many people are actually going to be there, reserve the spot and the time and get the room and the, you know, all
I'm
that
gonna make
stuff.
A suggestion I've never made before.
Yeah.
And I'll never make it again.
Okay.
What about a cruise? I cannot believe I just said that.
Yeah.
It's all inclusive. I mean, go on the right cruise, if you know what I mean. Don't go on that cruise.
Yeah.
But go on a cruise for a couple days. Everything's all included. You don't have to worry about this and that and planning this. It's all in one.
Relatively affordable. Yeah.
No Ubering. Like, it's easy.
I just did a cruise for my buddy's bachelor party 6 months ago. Was it? It might have been less than that.
Was it next year? It was in 25?
I think it was February. So, okay. A few months ago, really. Less than 6 months ago.
For a Colorado boy?
Yeah, it was kind of, well, it was actually for his buddy. Well, my buddy too. But it was kind of like a combined. Like, not officially spoken. It was more for Dan, but Evan was also getting hitched, so he kind of partook.
Oh, and what about Care? Yeah, he got married this year too, right?
Yeah, he did. I missed his bachelor party. He went to
because of the hurricanes.
That's right.
That was a year ago. Wow.
So I missed that.
Well, a little less.
I actually did have a good. This is the first cruise, the last one that I went on that I actually had a good time on. And what I did was buy the water package. It's really hard to get water on the cruise ship.
What?
Yeah, you can bring it on, but like it's hard to find water. So I just bought two big things of Evian waters for the room, and I was all set. I could have all the water I wanted.
Don't understand that at all. So you don't have to pay extra for like food.
No.
You get the drink package.
Yes.
But water...
Water, a bottle of water, they'll give it to you. You have to go to like, you know, predetermined spots and you can grab one bottle. If you go, can I have 10 bottles of water? They're going to go, no, you can have one. But if you're hungover in the morning, chances are you might want a few bottles of water. Right. So, I spent a lot of time on the previous cruises that I've been on kind of Easter egg hunting water. So like my attention's kind of divided, to say the least. So I'm like looking for waters. I was like, let me just pay the $50. It's extortion, but you know, $50 for water, but it's just there. You have it for the weekend. You're good. You could stay hydrated.
Can you bring your own jugs?
You can.
Of water.
You can. Then you got to carry them on the boat with you. It's kind of a pain. It's a big, it's like a city. So you're like walking around the city with, you know, it's not easy. It don't make it easy.
Never occurred to me that water would be in it. What about, is this not the move? Like tap water, like
I mean, you can, you have water, you have potable water coming out of the sink in your bathroom that you can drink.
Or like you go to a bar, like, can I have a cup of water?
Yeah. And that's just same place coming from the water tank.
All right. That's
it's, I mean, it's labeled as drinkable, but
I saw Poop Cruise. Don't do it.
Yeah, I did. I actually just watched it. I got Netflix a few weeks ago. So I've been just, oh my God, years of content that I haven't seen. So I've been just plowing through it. But yeah, so I think I want bottles of water for something like that. But that's not a bad idea. And I always get, I lost so much money on the cruise that they send me free cruises all the time for like, you know, just come on, come back.
Yeah.
We want you back to go sit in the casino. Uh-huh. So that's not a bad idea. Maybe I will do something like that. But
do a little bachelor party / birthday cruise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or is that too close to Thanksgiving, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, maybe go in the beginning of the month or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just kill two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, bananas about the cruise, but it is a good way to get everybody there, relatively affordable, and you have a good, you just drink the entire time, you have a good time. But I don't know, but I haven't completely given up on the Bourbon Trail thing, but it's just, I haven't been motivated to look at
no offense to no offense to the male species, but when you were trying to plan a trip like that, whether maybe it's to Europe or anywhere that's not a cruise, you need a woman.
Definitely.
Because women we like the detail. We like it. Oh, and then we can do this and we'll do a little itinerary there. That's why bachelorettes parties are just like boom, 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 and bachelor parties are a mess. Let's just go to the strip club. Dude, I went to Boise, Idaho for a bachelorette party. Every hour was accounted for.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Like, it was super organized. It was super fun. Everything was like paid for. Just pay this person $50 and you're good for, you know, whatever wine tour. And it was beautiful. But that's where women excel. You need a woman. Yeah,
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. My woman said she would help with the process, but you know, I don't.
That seems kind of,
I don't know.
Plan for a trip you're not invited to.
Also, like, I don't really trust her with the bourbon selections. Like booking, I would still have to do that, and that's so daunting that I think maybe for my 50th birthday.
Okay, you're just not gonna do it.
But yeah, bailing on your own plan. So I get it. Basically, long story is, like, totally get what you're saying. And I'm happy for you. So what are your plans on a Friday night?
Oh, my God. So we're done with this. I'm going to eat some foods. And then I'm going to watch. Don't make fun of me. Okay, don't make fun of me. I'm going to watch the series finale of And Just Like That.
I don't know what that is.
Sex in the City spinoff. By the way, I never watched Sex in the City until about 6 months ago. I was like, well, maybe this show is cool. It's not great. It's not great at all, but it's just like a perfect amount of time, like 22, 23 minutes, you know, and it was just like, you kind of get attached to the characters. So I just binge watched it. Well, not binge, but, you know, it took me maybe 5 months to get through that. Then I'm like, well, I got to watch the movies. So there's two Sex and the City movies. Okay, great. Oh, by the way, now there's a spinoff. So I watched seasons 1, 2, and 3 of the spinoff, and today is the final show of the series of the spinoff. It's done after this, and apparently it's horrific. Mm. The whole series of this spinoff, terrible, and I loved it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, you mean terrible is just, you know, it's garbage television, but it's like eating sweets, like eating cookies for your brain.
Yeah, it's not even like trash TV, like reality TV. It's like the acting is bad, the writing is bad, everything is bad, but it was just like a warm hug. I don't know. It was just like I'd be all like, you know what it was? It was the routine I associated it with. I was like all snuggled in my bed watching it. And so I like that.
It's daunting to take on. We started doing that. I bought a Blu-ray player because my plan was I do a lot of thrifting these days. So I'm like buying clothes, like resell clothes on eBay. And so I'm in thrift stores a lot. And I kind of replaced that with bourbon hunting. So I was like going into liquor stores searching for these. Yeah. So now instead of doing that, I'm doing more like I said, like trying to find clothes that are worth reselling, and that way I can make some money instead of spending money. Make $200 this month just doing that, so that's pretty good.
Really? What are you finding and selling? Like, I don't
know. No, just like clothes. I sold like a lot of Ralph Lauren stuff. Resells really fast, and there's a lot of it in the thrift store.
Where? What do you? Where are you reselling?
eBay.
eBay. Okay.
Yeah. So I sold some stuff there. Some Ralph Lauren stuff. I can't remember. Oh, golf polos, like resort, like country club. If they have a country club logo on them, they sell pretty quick. So I sold a few of those. But I haven't found anything crazy good, just like $20 here or there for items.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. I forget what I was. Oh, so my plan was I'm going to find whole series on DVD or Blu-ray and then just watch them there. No, you don't find whole series in thrift stores. You can find seasons. That's a gamble. Like if you find season one, you might not be able to find season two for like a long time.
Right.
You want to watch it now.
Yes.
So we watched Breaking Bad and just finished that.
Is that worth it?
Yeah. It's the best show ever created, I think.
Really? Okay. Because it gets a lot of hype. And sometimes I don't know if the hype is real, but I trust your judgment. So
I enjoyed it very much. I don't know if it would be your cup of tea, but it's a great show.
I'll give it a try.
Did you like Sopranos? Did you watch Sopranos?
Never watched it. Never watched one episode.
Oh, that's crazy. That's a great one.
I suck. I'm terrible. I'm terrible with TV, movies. There's, you know, movie references get thrown around all the time. And, you know, they'll say, hey, did you see Goonies? No, never saw it.
I never saw Goonies either.
I don't know. I can't think of any other examples. But like, oh, have you seen this? The Lord of the Rings? Nope, never saw it. High five. God, Anna.
High five.
Oh.
Other way. Nice. Yes. No Goonies. Yeah, so I was just like, you know, I just need to get Netflix. It's $20 a month. It's about what you're going to pay in thrifted DVDs anyway. So I did
it. What have you been binging besides Poop Cruise?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of those. The Trainwreck series is great. I watched a few of those. And then we went on, since we just watched Breaking Bad, they got Better Call Saul, which is kind of like a spinoff from Breaking Bad universe. So now we're just getting into that. But it's like a commitment, man. I mean, those are longer, too. Those are like 48, you know, 50 minutes each. There's six seasons. There was only five, I think, of Breaking Bad. There's six of this one. So
sounds,
it is a big commitment.
Daunting, but... You know, I'll need something soon. It's even watching like trash TV or like a show like Breaking Bad. Not that that's trash, but it's so much better for you than just scrolling on Instagram still, you know?
Yeah.
So
if you want to watch, do you have Netflix?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Breaking Bad's on that. I was going to say, if you don't have it, I have Breaking Bad on Blu-ray and I'll loan you my player.
Oh, thank you.
If you want, but you don't need it.
We got it. We got it. Yeah. So
good. Oh, that sounds like a pleasant night. I've got a Miller Genuine Draft open here, not a sponsor. Yeah, it is good. I like, you know, kind of finding crappy beers. Does that make sense? They're cheap and they're decent. I actually like the taste of Miller Genuine Draft. It was a premier beer back in the 70s. Now it's kind of looked at as kind of garbage beer, but I enjoy it.
I think all beer tastes bad. Some beers taste less bad, but all beers taste bad.
Yeah.
I have the palate of like an 8-year-old. I'm like, ew, bitter.
Rolling Rock. Ooh, that's I had a Rolling Rock phase for sure.
What about Natty Ice? A fan favorite in college.
I don't think I've had a phase of Natty Light, but I definitely know people who have.
PBR. That's homeless.
PBR, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. That was a big thing. PBR kind of got big, like hipstery in St. Pete.
Yes.
When I was going out to bars there. Tastes better with lime in it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I like Corona. I like a nice Corona with a lime, but I feel like this, you just got a raw dog, you know?
I don't mind a Corona Light with some Mexican food. I feel like that's a good blend.
It is good.
Blend.
It is good. Yeah. It's nice. It's Friday, so I kind of want to get another one. And we got 40 minutes. I wish there was a pause button, but we don't
How
have
to feel about women and beer.
What do you mean?
Here's the thing. Whether it be right or wrong, just how I feel. I don't feel like it's like a very like ladylike drink. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like your breath smells bad. You're going to get bloated.
Yep.
You're going to get bloated.
Yep.
I don't think it would be attractive to see like a lady just like pound 10 beers.
It doesn't bother me as much as whiskey. I've said that publicly that that I'm wrong. So you don't have to correct me, but when women are really into whiskey, I'm like,
really? Not, why do you think that they're faking it?
Or I don't
just
know.
Like a steamed gentleman's drink.
It's just a guy. It's a dude thing.
Okay.
It's rotten corn that's boiled and then put into a barrel. I mean, it's just a manly drink. Mm. So I don't know. I know I'm wrong. And believe me, I'm not a king of the world here. So drink what you like, ladies. But
we like Fireball.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? I do
it's
too.
Delicious.
It's so amazing. Good. Yeah. And get you drunk, which is
it
even
sure
better.
It does.
But the beers, I don't know. They don't really bother me as much. I was going to say maybe like craft beer, but craft beer I can even understand a little more because it is like a craft. So I get chicks that are into, and there's
the
like light
portions aren't giant. It's like a cute little schooner or whatever you call them, pint glass.
Snifter.
Yeah.
They call
snifter,
one a little one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to, I guess we should actually talk about some things. We just did a show a few days ago, so content's a little. Well, I put a bunch of stuff in there, but I wanted to talk about this. And I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous to give my take, even on the internet, with this.
Wow. Well, let's make you feel uncomfortable.
Hulk Hogan is dead.
What?
Yeah, he died. He's got a lot of people don't like him because he was a racist, supposedly. Mm. The evidence of that is he was caught a few times, at least once, but I think maybe even more than that, using a word that we do not use. Mm-mm. You do not say the word ever. If you do, you can be killed, as what happened to Hulk Hogan. Mm. You will die if you say this word.
Yeah,
it is. I get the sensitivity to it. I really do. So I understand. And that's why I'm a little nervous to give my opinion on this.
Okay.
Obviously, there was a thing that happened in America called slavery. And I don't know if you're aware of this.
Not.
Yeah, it was terrible. They had like a slave trade where Africans were shipped against their will to the colonies and used for labor in some parts of the South.
How much did they make?
Zero.
What?
But they got room and board, if that counts. I don't think it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Not.
So it was it's a terrible thing. It's America's, you know, original sin. It's an awful thing that we hear about all the time.
Okay.
We'll never not hear about
slavery bad.
Yes. But it kind of hitches to that, right? Because this word, I'm not going to say it ever, but I think we all know the word
we're
talking about.
Sure.
It has a connection there. It was said to people who were indentured. And it's not a nice word.
No.
And it's bad. Right.
But
Hulk Hogan said this word a few times.
How did he say it? I mean,
I don't. Something.
I'm thinking the worst way.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I think that he was talking about his daughter, and that if she were to date a person of color, African American, that he wouldn't want her to date a N. But maybe I think he said he would be cool with like a nice dude. He just didn't want her to date an N. Okay. I mean, it's a private conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad word. Mm-hmm. But just using, and it's certainly racial, right? Mm-hmm. I think you could say that. But is just saying the word make you a racist in your heart?
Or is this an actual question? Or
it's
is
an actual question.
Question.
No, this is an actual question.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Smart.
I don't want to get involved in this conversation. Smart. This is your topic that you wanted to bring up. I'm just That's here right. going, yes, sir.
I just, like, there have been, like, I know Booker T is a black wrestler and kind of came to his defense and said he's not a racist. Like, if you are a racist, you don't hang out with a particular race ever. You avoid them. You are mean. You might call them names like that word to their face. You don't, like, go to dinner with them and have a good time and have some beers.
Right.
Which is what, you know, Hulkster did with people like Booker T. So I don't, you know, it's weird, like, you know, defending the guy, but I don't think just an utterance of that word makes you have hate in your heart for a particular group of people. It's not a nice word.
No.
And I understand why people get upset when it's said by a particular race, in particular, whiteies. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But come on. I kind of agree with this. And Vince McMahon kind of got into some trouble because he said, this is from, what is this? Rollingout.com. Okay. It says, talk about a contradiction. Former WWE boss Vince McMahon said that Hulk Hogan said about black people was racist and unforgivable, but he is not a racist in his opinion. See, Vince screwed up because he just should have said racial. This does involve race. McMahon, founder of the WWE, spoke on TMZ's documentary thing that they did about him.
Yeah. Wait a minute, there's a documentary coming out about Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Well, TMZ already got it out there.
Wow. That's crazy.
He made some egregious comments when he found out his daughter was in love with an African-American man. He went off in a profanity. I don't even think that's true. I'm not really trusting Rolling Out here.
You mean the esteemed journalistic entity Rolling Out?
Yeah.
May I offer some commentary?
Sure.
So I don't want to comment on this, but I will say this. Shane Gillis had one of the most brilliant bits about racism that was so poignant and, in my estimation, not from my own experience, of course, but judging from the laughter of the audience, it was pretty true. Do you know which bit I'm referring to?
I don't know, actually.
He's talking about being racist, and he's like, by the way, being racist isn't a yes or no thing. He goes, it's more like being hungry. He goes, yeah, you're not racist right now, but when a cheeseburger like cuts you off on the freeway,
yeah,
you know, you might have some choice words. And that was such an amazing thing to say, because I think for the most part, that's kind of true. Whether you're white, black, Asian, whatever your thoughts are, when you're in, like, you know, your coworkers are cool and everything's going well, and then suddenly you have an interaction with someone, or you're thinking about your daughter dating a certain type of person, then all of a sudden you may say some choice words that you typically wouldn't say, or you don't really feel all the time, but just in that moment, it gets expressed. You know, I think that's a more realistic interpretation of how people deal with racism. It's never, I'm just going to be honest, it's probably never just a, I'm never racist at any point in time, because even white people are racist against white people, or black people are racist against black people, or whatever. It's not always just white v. black, but I do think that it was like a such an interesting observation where he's like, no, being racist isn't a yes or no thing. It's like being hungry.
You're not
right now.
I think that's true. And yeah. I think there are such things as, making racial comments, but I just feel like we're in this era of redefining terms. It's like, I don't know if just uttering that word makes you have, complete animus and hate for a group of people. It's just a word at the end of the day.
I didn't say that.
No, it's drawing Muhammad in America. Like, I get it. I get the stigma. Okay. But I also, and that's why I'm a little on edge to have that opinion that I have, which
all
I think
all the totally, stories we could have discussed.
Totally reasonable and rational on my end, by the way. But I know somebody's going to be mad. But anyway, well, I guess we got to cut loose Radio St. Pete now, too. Sorry, Radio St. Pete.
I was going to say, that was an interesting choice.
Of course, sweet little angels over there. We're going to continue this conversation at willsyoutube.com. You could send your hate text to 813-693-2124. Just don't use that word, please. Thank you. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. You can email me there as well. I do answer back. And I will read those. HMBradio.substack.com. Please go subscribe over there. It's free. And we have, you get the podcast early when you do that. WillsYouTube.com. We'll be back Wednesday, 6 p.m. Well, not this Wednesday, but normally Wednesday, sure. 6 p.m. WillsYouTube.com. Talk to you soon. Goodbye, freeloaders.
Hey.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.